It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm chatting with sax legend Joe Lovano. On Saturday, June 22nd, Mr. Lovano will be one of the headliners at the Twin Cities Jazz Fest. He'll be on stage with his quartet, featuring Kenny Werner, John Lockwood, and Francisco Mela. Mr. Lovano, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with Jazz 88.
Thank you, Sean, for inviting me.
Now, Joe, you've played with a lot of the greats for many, many decades, and I imagine there's a particular reason why you're lining up this quartet, Kenny Werner, John Lockwood, and Francisco Mela, all legends in their own right, to play with you. What do you enjoy most about playing with this particular quartet?
Well, the chemistry between the four of us is very magical and mystical and expressive. And I have relationships that go back a few decades with Kenny Werner, John, and Mela. We've recorded and played together in many settings through the years. Kenny and I first met in the early 70s when we both were at Berklee College of Music in Boston at that time. And we've been collaborating and playing together since then. And it's always a beautiful moment of expressive music together, you know, exploring possibilities and listening and shaping some new music all the time, no matter what composition we might delve into. John Lockwood as well, probably since the late 70s, early 80s. We were on the Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra together, and also had a little Boston connection in more recent years. He's been teaching and playing with the group The Fringe with George Garzon and some and Mela these days actually has been part of The Fringe with John. So they really have a beautiful communication between them. And Mela, I first met in the early 2000s, and he was a member of my quintet, Us Five, at the time that featured Esperanza Spalding on bass, James Wideman piano, and Otis Brown on drums as well. It was a double drummer quintet, which we documented three recordings on Blue Note Records, Folk Art, Bird Songs, and Cross Culture. So we have a deep relationship, the four of us, and really looking forward to playing the festival this year.
It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm chatting with Joe Lovano. He's getting ready to be on the Jazz 88 main stage. That's going down on June 22nd. He'll be joined by Kenny Werner, John Lockwood, and Francisco Mela. Now, Joe, you mentioned the joyous encounter and the material you're going to be working from with this particular quartet. And you also mentioned Paul Motion briefly. And you played on one of my five favorite jazz records of all time, Paul Motion's I Have the Room Above Her. And this, I mean, it's just, I was traveling with a drummer and he said, this is the one, man, you got to listen to this. And
beautiful. Okay. Well, you know, Paul and I and Bill Frisell started to play together. Well, Bill and I started to play with Paul in 1981. And we were a member of some quintets together. And then the trio with just Bill and I and Paul emerged around 1984, I would say. And we played together till Paul's passing in 2011. And that recording you mentioned was one of the last two releases on ECM. Time and Time Again was one. And I Have the Room Above Her was the other. And playing with Paul and Bill together in that trio was so special with no bass and the way we composed and created music within the music together was really an experience, you know? Every time we played whatever piece of music it was, because we had a deep repertoire of mostly Paul's originals, but then we touched on a lot of Broadway songs, Billie Holiday, Thelonious Monk's music, Bill Evans' music, you know, tunes that were close to Paul's heart. Mm-hmm. And that was something else, man. For 30 years, Bill and I had that experience, and I think for both of us, we've used that as a huge springboard into everything that we've done through the years since our time with Paul. You know, he was such a creative, amazing musician. It was something else, man.
Did you ever get the chance to see the, you're in it a lot, but the documentary that's on YouTube about Paul Motion that has a lot of live footage of you three working together?
Oh, yes. Michael Kelly, the filmmaker, we're very close since that period, you know. But Michael, he was hanging out and with Paul, like, for I don't know how long, over 10 years, getting a lot of footage. And Michael was behind the scenes, but he was also filming a lot in the studios and at the Vanguard and at Paul's apartment and in Central Park. And he has enough footage for another five or more documentaries that he could put together in different ways, you know. And I thought he did a brilliant job documenting everything with Paul, and also just with all the folks that had played in Paul's life from the time that Michael met Paul, which was, I'm not sure, when he first started to come around, early 2000s maybe. But if he would have known Paul in the earlier days, it would have... But he's a young man, Michael.
A different kind of movie. Now, Joe, as you've established, man, you are no stranger to the Twin Cities. You've been coming here for a long time. Do you got any sort of must-dos when you're in the Twin Cities, or people you make sure you want to visit from our world when you get to town?
Well, I'd like to say hello to my friend Anthony Cox.
Yeah.
One of my close brothers in the music. We recorded a record with great Ed Blackwell in 1989 together. It's called The Sounds of Joy. It was on Enger Records just before I signed with my contract with my first contract with Blue Note Records. And playing trio with Anthony and Ed Blackwell was a highlight and definite springboard into all kinds of music for me, you know, to have Blackwell's embrace and that whole crowd of folks, you know, from the Ornette Coleman family, you know, of musicians.
I just had the joy of, I talked to Anthony Cox recently. I try to reach out to players of the same instrument, so I called him to talk on the day of Charles Mingus and Paul Chambers' birthday, and it was just his passion for those players, and it turned out he saw Mingus. It was unbelievable.
He was a part of my quartet with Tom Harrell and Billy Hart also, which we documented live at the Village Vanguard recording quartets, which that quartet also was a serious working band for a few years there with Tom and Billy Hart and Anthony and I. That we toured all over the place, and that was another moment, some joyous moments, that's for sure. So, yeah, one of the first times I played in Minneapolis was with the Woody Herman Band, I think, in 1976. I was in my early 20s, and we played some crazy ballroom, I remember. It had, like, a spring that the dance floor was on springs or something. It was a famous ballroom that Ellington and all the bands played.
Wow.
Yeah, back in the 70s. You might have to do some research about that place, but, yeah.
I'll do a little sleuthing to find out the history of Joe Lovano live on stage in Minnesota. He's adding to that history on Saturday, June 22nd. He's gracing the Jazz 88 main stage alongside Kenny Werner, John Lockwood, and Francisco Mela. Joe Lovano, thank you so much for your time, and really looking forward to catching you at the Twin Cities Jazz Fest. And again, just really awesome that you're coming back to the Twin Cities, my friend.
Thank you, Sean. I'm really looking forward to it.